It is 15 minutes after 9 a.m. and it is Tuesday morning. With me this morning, I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. I had a moment. Kind of had a freeze, like a little glitch, like glitch in the Matrix.
The hamster fell off the wheel, but got back on.
The just wheel in is time. Still going, woo, 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 yeah. And, you know, we finally got a little spell of some nice weather last week, and it's kind of changing here the rest of this week. But we should maybe see it again this weekend. And so that brings out the folks on the bicycles. And, you know, we always have e-bikes in our area and bicycles, but it brings out even more. And it's important to maintain safety around them.
Yeah. So, like, I want to start off. I want to say, you know, we are doing really well this year. When it comes to fatals in the state of Ohio, we are down 93 from this point last year.
That's so awesome.
So we're good doing job. Doing pretty well. That's a 19% difference year over year. Year to date in 2024, we were sitting at 499 fatalities, which is quite a few. And this year to date for the entire state, we're sitting at 406. So that's a testament to everybody doing their part and driving safely. And I think a lot of it has to do with our new distracted driving law too, and how vigorously that's being enforced, and we're looking for those violations. So when people are keep their eyes on the road,
but what happens?
A little less likely to get into an accident. And no, that's a testament to everybody actually doing their part and helping us out. And with that comes looking out for bicycles. And if you are a bicycle or e-bike rider, obeying those traffic laws. So as you know, bicycles under Ohio law are considered motor vehicles. So any law that a motor vehicle would have to follow, so does a bicycle. And a lot of people don't know this either, that you can get an OVI. You can get arrested for drinking and driving or driving high while you're on an e-bike or a bicycle as well.
You can get one on a skateboard too.
You can get one on a skateboard. So make sure that you understand that before you get behind the handlebars of a bicycle and try to pedal your way home from the bar. But anyway, so yeah.
How many people actually do get OVIs on bicycles? Because that's a lot of coordination for
you would be
having
surprised.
An OVI.
They're pretty easy to spot. when you can't keep that wheel straight. And I actually, when I worked down south, I arrested a guy that was riding his bicycle on Interstate Route 75.
Why?
Near Middletown, drunk.
Oh, no.
I have no idea why, but he was doing that. So you don't make really good decisions when you're
That was not a good decision.
And his was definitely not. And the sad thing is we didn't have the ability to take his bicycle anywhere, so I had to call a tow truck for his bicycle. I felt kind of bad for that.
That's the best.
But, you know, don't ride your bicycle drunk on the highway, I guess.
Yeah, that's a no-ski.
but no, like, with e-bikes and everything, just remember to be safe. If you're going to use your e-bike from sunset to sunrise, it's got to be equipped with a white light in the front, red light or flashing steady light in the rear, and an additional red reflector on the rear if the red light doesn't perform as a reflector. So make sure that you have all those things. And speaking about safety, make sure that you're operating that bicycle on the right-hand side of the roadway. Don't go into opposite traffic thinking like, a lot of people, when they walk down the road, they like to face traffic when they're walking the opposite
side. I want to know what's going to hit me.
Yeah, but you can't do that with a bicycle. So if Correct. You're going to ride the bicycle, it's got to be on the right-hand side.
Go with the flow.
Of the roadway and go with the flow. That's right. So biggest thing that I've seen around here, just driving around, make sure that if you're going to make a turn, that you are using your hand signals.
That is such a pet peeve of mine. I mm-hmm. see so many, they're just like, wee! I'm like, use your signal. I do it with cars too, but more so with the bikes because they do it even less. So use your signals.
So much like a lot of people's pet peeve is people not using their turn signal. And using your turn signal is just giving everybody else around you a heads up. Like, hey, I'm about to do something that's not going straight. So same thing with a bicycle. People around you, they're going a lot faster than you may be. So they need a little bit of a heads up on what you're about to do. So when you're making a left-hand turn, make sure that you extend your left hand and arm horizontally. That means like you're pointing with your left hand to the left. If you want to make a right turn, once again, you're using your left hand, but you want to extend your left hand and arm upward or extend your arm. So kind of like a
right
an L,
angle.
Like a right angle. and point your hand up towards the sky. That signals that you're making a right turn. Or if you don't want to remember that and you just want to be a little bit more precise, just use your right hand and point that straight out to the right. Like, hey, this is the direction I'm going to go.
Let people know.
And then slowing down or stopping, extend your left hand and arm downward with your palm kind of facing behind you. Like, hey, I'm coming to a stop here.
Whoa.
You should know. This is my brake light right here. My left hand is my brake light. So common courtesy things when on the roadway using your bicycle. And another thing that we've seen on these, a lot of the e-bikes are operated on county roads or state roads where the speed limit might be a little bit more. And people want to try and get around. They want to try and pass. So we got to be courteous to those people as well. Even though the bicycles are lawfully allowed on the roadway, there are still other people that may be in a hurry or want to get around. You're traveling a lot faster, sometimes half the speed limit than what they are. So make sure that you're staggered in a way where if people want to pass you, they can do so safely. And you're not riding, you know, 3 o'clock across the lane or right next to each other. It needs to be easy for people to get around you.
Well, and with the signals and the passing, if you're going to turn, but somebody thinks they're going to pass you, you could end up as a hood ornament because they didn't know you were going to turn if you don't signal that.
Right. So always, as with driving a car or anything like that, look over your shoulder, see what's coming up behind you before you move into the lane. If you're going to say you're coming up to an intersection and you want to make a left-hand turn, look over your shoulder to the left, see what's coming up behind you, signal with your hand that, hey, I'm going to move over to the left, and then take over that lane so that you're fully committed in that lane before you make that left-hand turn. And if you're going to make a left, turn from the left.
Bicycle training with Lieutenant Perrin.
That's what we're here for, you know. And actually, we're going to, the upcoming Amish Health and Safety Day on August 11th, I believe it is.
I think so.
We're going to be speaking a lot about this as well and have some demonstrations and everything. The big piece of safety, where if you're operating an e-bike on the roadway, make sure that you're wearing a yellow reflective vest or some kind of reflective vest so that people coming up behind you can see you, and wear that helmet. That is vitally important to wear that helmet. No different than operating motorcycle. Just think of an e-bike as a slower speed motorcycle.
But you're going kind of fast on some of them.
Right. And speaking of the e-bikes, there are different classes of the e-bikes. There's actually three of them, 1, 2, and 3. And class 3 e-bikes are generally not permitted on any bike lane or shared use path. So if you're taking the trails around here and everything, those class 3 e-bikes are too fast for those trails. They can go up to, well, they say they can go up to 28 miles per hour.
I believe it.
We all know they can probably go a little bit faster than those. And with that class 3 e-bike, you are required to wear a helmet anyway. So make sure that you're wearing those helmets and being safe while you're out there riding your e-bike. And like I said before, the biggest thing is to be courteous and understand that there's vehicles on the roadway, and you want to make sure that they know exactly what you're doing. So you need to kind of project what you're going to do.
You know, it just takes everybody paying attention. You can't just pop your headphones in on your bicycle and go. You got to be aware. You got to be aware in your car on what's around you and just pay attention. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, and then the biggest thing with those class 3 e-bikes as well, those ones that do go a little bit faster, anyone under 16 years old should not be operating those class 3 e-bikes. So that's an important one to remember. Class 1 and 2, you're good. Just be safe. Obey all the traffic laws. If it's a traffic law for a vehicle, for a car, for whatever, it needs to be obeyed by an e-bike as well, or by a bicycle. That means stopping at stop signs, allowing pedestrians who have the right-of-way in the crosswalk to make those movements before you make your turn. Or if it says no turn on red, guess what? Don't turn on red, because you have to follow the same exact laws as a vehicle.
And that's bicycles and e-bikes, not just e-bikes. That's all of it. I've seen both do it.
Yeah, so the thing where we find issues is when people do things out of the norm that people aren't expecting, and that's when accidents are caused. So make sure that everybody knows exactly what you're going to do while you're on that e-bike.
Exactly. No wheelies, just get to A to B.
No, you can't do a wheelie. Like, that's a violation. Don't do wheelies.
It's also dangerous.
Well, it is dangerous. I mean,
hence why it's a violation.
but you can't do it. You can't.
Just
do
don't
it.
Do it.
Just don't do it.
Make good decisions.
I was going to say, buckle up while you're riding your e-bike. Doesn't work. But no, as always.
Someday maybe they'll start putting seatbelts on bicycles and. Sorry, I have pictures going through my head of that. So.
But no, as always, you know, just don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Wear your seatbelt. Pay attention.
And make good decisions.
Yes.
In general.
We should just call it the Tuesday Make Good Decisions segment.
Be easy for you to say, right?
Yeah. No.
All right. Well, that was Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we're going to take a little break. We got more coming up on WKLM.